Hey everyone, Greg Otto here with FedScoop's Tech Tape. This episode, I talked to Johnny Overcast, the Director of Government Sales at Samsung. He came by our office this week, and we sat down and talked about government mobility trends, if agencies can find a happy medium between mobile flexibility and security, and some of the cool projects Samsung has been working on with the Army. All right, Johnny, thanks for joining us today to talk about some of the exciting things that Samsung is doing in what is going on with mobility in general and government agencies. Samsung has had a great year so far, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing out there in the mobility landscape when it comes to agencies?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate the time. What we're seeing out there in the agencies, I guess what I could do is just break it down. It's probably threefold. One of the things that we continue to see with agencies is a valiant effort to bring, you know, current technologies to their workforce, right, to enable more efficiencies or a telework or what have you. The second thing that we're seeing in agencies continue is, again, how to bring those different products in the workforce securely and in a way that's where they're manageable. So they are looking at alternatives, alternative devices, alternative operating systems. And the third thing that we're seeing is, along with the first two I mentioned, is a focus on solutions, a continued focus on how to use the mobile technology, mobile tools, to be able to do a process better, to be able to enable a certain use case, maybe something our customers haven't even thought of, you know, be it field service, be it battlefield, be it whatever the use case may be, flight line, etc.
How does Samsung, and particularly your Knox product, how does that help alleviate security fears?
Sure, that's a very good question as well. You know, this is something that my team spends quite a bit of time within the federal space and with customers discussing. I think that what we bring to the table is, I do believe that we do bring the flexibility that's sought. Samsung Knox does take a commercial off-the-shelf device. And with the platform that we have out there, being Samsung Knox, there are a lot of the components of Samsung Knox that the end user doesn't really realize. You couple that with the ability for the IT persons or staff to manage the device in an efficient and way that they choose via a partner out there, a mobile device management partner, then we believe that we do bring to the market the flexibility that is sought. We don't believe that there's a big trade-off. That's one of the benefits of Samsung Knox. And the list of customers out there in the community that we're engaged with that see that is growing every day.
You talked about Knox offering flexibility. Can Knox be included in an office that is looking to incorporate BYOD in their mobility plans?
Absolutely. In fact, Samsung Knox was made with the bring your own device or even the COPE model, right? The corporately owned, personally enabled model in mind. What Knox brings to the table is the ability to have a secure space that leverages the securities of security-enhanced Android, for instance, or other hardware layer components. But what it does, it brings the ability to separate a secure enterprise application such as email, another or other enterprise applications that are chosen to be put in the secure space versus the other that can be for more personal use or that is authorized but not chosen to be as secure as an enterprise application in the workspace.
Can you give me an example of a way that mobility can help save money without being such a problem to security? Because a lot of these agencies are looking for hardline savings. How do you approach an agency to go, look, I hear your security fears, we can answer them that way, but show me some hardline savings as well?
Right, sure. That's a very good question. I'll answer it this way, that Samsung has invested quite a bit of time and resources in taking these commercial off-the-shelf devices and taking them through common criteria certification, for example, ensuring that they're NIST certified, 140-2 certified, and also that they're DoD approved. So we've done a lot of the legwork for the customers already. There are signed certificates, there are published security approvals and certifications that the customer can reference, and guides for implementing that the customer can reference, number one. Number two, the cost model associated with bringing our devices into the enterprise for enterprise use is far less than a device that was built from the ground up
A month ago, a number of Samsung devices were approved by the DoD. What has the initial feedback been with those devices and with Knox? And are there any other plans to integrate the newer lines into DISA's guidelines?
The feedback has been tremendous. One thing that I'd like to point out is that a lot of the customers now that are using our devices for enterprise use, they've been users of Samsung product before, right? A more personal sense, again, going back to BYOD or the Code model. A lot of our customers are absolutely thrilled that there has been approval to be used throughout the DoD, and we're just getting started there.
Now, earlier, we were talking about some of the other projects that Samsung has had going on besides the Knox. Can you talk about some of the cool things that are going on with the Army and the United States Marine Corps?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. With the U.S. Army, we've been partnering with them for quite a while for a unique use case for tactical battlefield communications. So that's been a great partnership because they've actually used our devices as the endpoint, leveraging our industry-leading screen technology. Also, the support that we provided to enable the development, at least that part of it, of this particular product that they're using in the field today.
And just to paint a picture here for all of you listening, that this device is actually being worn.
Yeah, correct. They're being worn actually on the warfighter's chest, and they are connected to a proprietary system and used via proprietary networks, and that's correct. So they're being used and they're being worn today.
Can you talk about the value that is presented with the separation of the work and the personal on the platform?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'll answer it this way, that again, the value is that Samsung has spent quite a bit of time and resources bringing to market a commercial off-the-shelf available product that is certified by various government entities for its, base cryptography, and then the platform overall that's approved for use by the DoD, for instance. So we've brought that technology off the shelf. Furthermore, what we've done is that we have provided the mobility ecosystem. And what I mean by that is VPN providers, mobile device management providers, with the Samsung Knox developer kit. So what they've done is that they've been able to incorporate all the Samsung Knox policies that are there to manage the product all the way up into the application layer in the secure workspace, so that customers that have been using a certain mobile device management provider, that they have access to Knox and that they're able to manage the workspace and also the other side of the device or the personal side of the device to enable, again, BYOD or government-owned, person-enabled devices. So what it boils down to is that we have given our customer the security they require, the flexibility, and the ability to separate work authorized use from personal or other use cases. Actually, there are customers that are deciding to use the other side of the device for other applications. And then beyond that, to enable certain agencies to collaborate, to use other parts of the device as a collaboration tool with other agencies, even state and local, if you will.
And that's nice to hear about, too, because with that whole trade-off between the flexibility and the security, it's nice to not be able to have to carry around three different phones, and you can carry around your phone and your tablet, and everything works together, and, as a CIO or as a CISO, you don't have to worry about a roster of devices, and you can sleep at night knowing that Knox is going to keep everything on the up and up.
Yeah, that's well put. You're absolutely correct. That's what we believe we brought to the marketplace here. And then, again, beyond that, once, it starts with the device, then it goes to security, and then beyond that, it becomes about solutions. So right now, the wonderful thing is that we've gotten to a spot with several of our customers, and we just mentioned the Army, where we can talk about solutions, where we can talk about these devices as being a means to increase efficiency, carry out missions better, and really do the work that our government agencies are supposed to be doing.
Right. Well, Johnny, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us today about Samsung.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.